The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration received a surprise on Friday. The Trump administration is proposing deep cuts to the organization, which focuses on fisheries and climate science. As reported in the Washington Post, NOAA could lose 26% of its overall budget. The Sea Grant program, with more than a dozen projects in Alaska, could be hit particularly hard. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
This is the wildest ride I ever remember.
Carol Kaner is a communication specialist at Sea Grant. She's worked there for about 25 years. And last week, she found out that the organization could lose all of its federal funding by scrolling through Facebook.
Part of the reason I've worked here so long is that I believe in this program. I think it's an excellent program, and I've loved my work here, and I felt like it made a difference. And that's a big thing.
Sea Grant helps train villages to monitor coastal erosion, tracks the economic vitality of the seafood industry, and studies the impact of climate change, among many, many other things. The organization supports research at 33 universities nationwide, including the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Kaner says Sea Grant plays a vital role nationally and in the state. So the news that the Trump administration wanted to eliminate the program was hard to swallow.
I was thinking this is crazy. Sea Grant has such a huge return on investment. Why would you cut a program that gives you a major return on investment if you're trying to grow the economy?
NOAA is administered by the U.S. Department of Commerce. The Washington Post obtained a memo that said the new administration wants to, quote, prioritize rebuilding the military. It mentions the trade-offs and choices inherent in pursuing the goals. Paula Kullenberg, the Alaska director of Sea Grant, says she's not sure why the program didn't make the cut.
I have no idea. Maybe this was an easy mark and it was something on a spreadsheet that looked available. I don't think that there was, as far as I know, there wasn't any in-depth analysis.
Sea Grant has been in Alaska for about 47 years, and Kullenberg says the program has been threatened before. She says the Reagan administration tried to nix the funding, but Congress chose to reinstate it. This time around, she hopes it goes the same way.
You know, it feels like a bit of a blow. It feels like a bit of a lack of confidence, for sure, but or a lack of support by the administration. But so I can't really say that I'm confident, but I'm certainly hopeful.
The White House and lawmakers will have the upcoming months to decide. Kullenberg is meeting with NOAA this week in Washington, D.C. to discuss a game plan. The next fiscal year starts in October. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.